Penguin Random House Audio presents My Drunk Kitchen Holidays, How to Savor and Celebrate the Year. This is the author, Hannah Hart. To all our siblings who taught us how to celebrate, savor, and survive. Introduction. Dear Hannah, I can't believe you've written your third book. This has been a hard one, huh? That's okay. You've only just learned how to savor and celebrate this year, so it's pretty ambitious of you to think you could teach others to do the same. But what's another word for ambition? Arrogance. Just kidding! Wow! Don't take yourself too seriously over there, kiddo. You may be 32 and have two other books under your belt, but every creative craft is different, especially this one. Remember when you wrote your first book? My Drunk Kitchen, A Guide to Eating, Drinking, and Going with Your Gut. That seems like so long ago now, doesn't it? Over 200 pages of heartfelt gibberish and photos taken in an apartment you lived in for less than a year. And recipes that some people actually wanted to make. Wild. It's even more wild to think that you've signed copies of that book for the last 6 years since it was published. 6 years! Congratulations, buddy! Oh, and then you wrote Buffering, Unshared Tales of a Life Fully Loaded. That was a doozy, wasn't it? A book that surmised your entire life to date. An autobiography. The book you've always wanted to write about homelessness and family and love and mental health. The book that took years off your life and then put them back on. A book made from equal parts tears and joy. A book that showed you so much shared community that you never knew how to find, but always wanted. Remember the day the book came out and you cried the whole plane ride home? Reading the reviews online and in the New York Times? Holy hell, Hannah. There's a lot to be proud of, isn't there? Oh, what's that? You don't know how to be proud? You don't know how to slow down and take it all in? Or even pat yourself on the back for a job well done? Well, then you're in luck, because this book is for you. Over the last few years, I've spent a lot of time celebrating. Books, movies, TV shows, etc., there's been a lot to do. Now that all of the above has slowed down for the time being, there's not much left to celebrate, is there? Wrong. There's a lot to celebrate. And you can celebrate all year long. The holidays, capital H for the big ones, can be equal parts exhilarating and exhausting. And that's not really fair, considering it's your chance to let loose and take a break. That got me thinking. Is there a smaller way to savor and celebrate all year long? That way, the months prior to the holidays don't have to be a constant trudge toward obligatory hosting and family time. How do you even host something anyway? And why do you love your family so much but feel so drained after seeing them? This book, audiobook, seeks to answer all those questions and more. And to give some shout-outs and recognition to the lesser holidays that so often get passed over. Holidays like Middle Child's Day, Left-Hander's Day, Just Get Over It Day, Be a Millionaire Day, and so many more. It's pretty cool that you've written another cookbook to pass along some tips and tricks to others. You're pretty lucky to get to attend a lot of celebrations throughout the year. Now your job is to share that with others and keep the party going. In a refreshing and relaxing way, of course. So let's take a look at how you did, shall we? I really hope this audiobook, doesn't suck. I've been looking forward to reading it out loud to you. Even if it did suck, the act of writing it and finishing it is definitely something worth celebrating. So let's bust open a bottle, baby! And remember, don't save champagne. Love, Hannah. P.S. For real, though, I hope this audiobook is good. January. Here we go again. Who's ready for another trip around the sun? I know I am. Or rather, I know that I can be. Welcome to January, an arbitrary start point for all your anxiety for the year ahead. For those of you in school, this is the middle of your year. For those of you who work full-time jobs, this is another month. Because guess what, kids? After you're out of school, there is no summer anymore. And it sucks. Trust me, this is coming from someone who still calls the end of December winter break. January is the month where you begin and end all your resolutions for the self that you seek to be. But why so much pressure? What a rough way to start the year. Instead of chastising yourself for the things you didn't do, let's look at all the things you did. You survived last year. And maybe that's it. But that's still pretty great. There's nothing I want more from my time on this earth than to help turn your surviving into thriving. And what better way to do that than by sharing a bunch of nonsense and semi-nonsense recipes in celebration of many minor moments, reveling in holidays as obscure as Eat What You Want Day and as familiar as New Year's Day, and many more in between? There's always cause for celebration. There are always moments to savor, which is why you're here. And also why I gave this book that really classy subtitle. Wow, you've got some great taste. Back to January itself. The following holidays and recipes are here to help ease you into the next 365 days of your life. We're going to start with a little motivation to put some pep in your step, and end with some acceptance to be the insole that supports your arches so you can keep your steps full of pep all year round. Note, anybody else have one leg shorter than the other? Damn these childbearing hips! Constantly falling out of sync with each other! New Year's Day, January 1st. Hello! Welcome to this year. It's good to see you here. Shall we party? Ah, New Year's. To be honest, this is one of my favorite holidays. Well, it's one of my favorite holidays to host and celebrate in the privacy of my own home. Future bride Ella, fiancé is such an awkward term, also loves to host, and thus we are getting married. And for some other reasons, too, I'm sure. New Year's is a time of resolution and resignation, a time of reflection, a time of inspection. A time of detection? As in detecting how many more decibels you can turn up Toto's Africa before the cops come and start issuing noise complaints. The answer is 6. New Year's can also be a time of unnecessary self-beratement. Looking back on the year behind you and searching for something that's missing can be really defeating. Instead, I think it's important to look back and pick out your favorite moments, or the things you were most proud of, and then simply try to increase those moments in the year ahead. This will take a fair amount of personal understanding and forgiveness, flexibility even. Once you understand what you want going forward, or rather what you want more often, the next step is understanding what's standing in the way of that. For me, it's about momentum and motivation. I don't know why or how, but I fully tricked myself into believing that the thinking of the thing is just as satisfying as the actual doing of the thing. Example. Man, I had the best time taking those boxing classes. Twice. I want to do it more often. I'm going to sign up for a boxing membership. Then I'm sure I'll go more often. Seems convincing enough and probably executable, right? Wrong. Note. For me. Disclaimer, everything I put in this book is pretty much centered around me, so be open to interpretation and how things apply to you. Sure, signing up for a boxing membership would be motivating if the thought of losing the money on the membership would scare me into going. But fear doesn't motivate me. Or maybe I think the shame of not showing up to the classes will motivate me into it. Nope, shame doesn't motivate me either. In fact, it's more likely to keep me as far away from the boxing gym as possible. If anything, it will lead me to avoid the place for fear of the perceived disappointment in the eyes of the receptionist. So if negative consequences don't motivate me, if convenience and accessibility don't motivate me, then what does? The answer for me? Carbs. Not just any carbs, though. Truly excellent carbs. A basket full of baked goods is my reward for the discipline it takes for a job well done. My bread basket of bliss. Ingredients: fancy basket and assorted pastries. Some of my personal favorites include sourdough bread, pain au chocolat,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?